is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change, shift, as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation with Heart Grant is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, the Cleveland Clinic, Commonwealth Bank, Click, Nassau Cruise Port, Prince Masters, Ross Electric Motors, and Wendy's.
Excuse me for my interruption. Boy, come and look with reminder to say, and please come over the lawn. You went to see my number one town around town. And it's a Friday evening. Boom! The people them tired of working. Fana, fana, Lord, them hear the disco playing. Boom! It make them feel like dancing. Ain't no summer set. Britain will be great and with the disco operator. 5 double 18 and a 6 feeter. And this a DJ talk sweeter. See Lord, them just are up with the echo chamber. Watch your man. Play the play. And they must tear off the game. Them off is tipping with them cast it down and play. Oh Lord. Play 45, let's keep them alive. Play this coming, they must be jumping. But when we play LP, say them really love me. They must be jump and spring. But this a dance and a free. And it's a Friday evening. Boom! The people.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful Friday afternoon out here in the city of Nassau, wherever you are celebrating God praise. I want to say congratulations. We made another day. Give God praise. Happy birthday if you're celebrating a birthday today. Like I told you, my cousin celebrated his birthday yesterday. Jo Beth celebrated her birthday. My brother celebrated his birthday before that, the day before. And Garth celebrated his birthday the day before that. So we know a couple people who are celebrating their birthday in the month of July. And if you're one of those persons, we want to say happy birthday to you also. And we pray that the Father continues to bless you, watch over you, pour into you with his grace and his mercy, and takes care of you as you move on to the purpose that he's called you to in this time and this season. All the information's out there, guys. I've got to be able to read a few of these things for you. The Ministry of Tourism and Investment in Aviation invites you to vote now in the Caribbean Journal's third annual Bahamas Travel and Sustainability Awards. At Caribbean Journal's official website and ballot link. We talked about this. Support the best of the Bahamas before September 2nd. They want you to be able to do that. And also, Click wants you to know that Pop the Top is back. And it's bigger than ever. Click, the Bear of the Bahamas, is giving away $200,000 cash and prizes. Purchase your favorite Click Bear and look under the cap. You can be a winner. Free Click Bear, free merch. And cold, hard cash can all be yours just for drinking Click. Click reminds you to drink responsibly, buddy. Pick up the Guardian newspaper. All the information's in there. Also, 156 HIV cases in 2024. Officials say that new HIV cases dropped by 47% since 2010. So 14 years later, we're watching it drop by almost half. There's a lot of preventative measures to be able to take. A listen to Dr. Nakia Forbes. I haven't seen her in a while. It's good to see her. But I hope that she's well, and she always informative. I listened to the press conference yesterday. I think it was right after the show. I got in the car, and I think Zednes had it on. So I was listening to it, and they had all the information on there. Officials say that 156 HIV cases in 2024. Officials say that new HIV cases dropped by 47%. The Bahamas saw 156 newly reported cases of HIV in 2004, representing a significant decrease in the reported within the last decade, according to statistics revealed by the health officials on Thursday. This is with the director of the National HIV AIDS and Infectious Diseases program in the Ministry of Health, Dr. Nakia Forbes, confirmed that 3,988 people were living with HIV by the end of 2024. 3,988 people were living with HIV in the country by the end of 2024, with the number according to 1.1% of the population, right? And it actually goes on to be able to talk about this, Doc. It says that HIV diagnoses have dropped significantly, by 47%, from 292 in 2010 to 156 in 2024. There's a couple of things I wanted to be able to talk about, too. I think AIDS, HIV and AIDS has become rather passé in the community where there is a perpetual desire for carnality, like the consumption of carnality, more and more pleasure. I think AIDS has become passé. I think this sort of a notion that it's not a death sentence has been superseded by these particular things. And I don't know, I didn't hear her talk about that. As technocrats, they're not going to be able to talk about the theoretical concepts and the approaches of why these things happen. They're just going to talk about how it happened, how much it happened, so forth and so on. So they're only giving us the numeric value of interaction, but not necessarily telling us the mindset associated with those particular things. I guess we got to talk to a psychologist. But the truth is that I've heard this sentiment exist for a long time. And I don't know whether or not Magic Johnson and his desire to live longer and longer and get bigger and bigger during this particular time from 1981. Was it 81? Yeah, got to be 81. 81, right? I'm going to be 44 years old. That's 45 years, right? But just being able to see that is an amazing thing. No. Was Magic in 81 when we found out? He was still in the NBA, right? He was still in the NBA. It was the early 90s that we found out. It had to have been the early 90s. It was the early 90s that he came out and said, in 81 is when we found out about the epidemic. In the early 90s is when we found out that Magic, and then no one was even concerned about Magic. We was only looking at Cookie. We say, oh, Jesus, this man, why he do that to Cookie, right? After he gone through all that, get Cookie, and now he trying to kill her. Why he do that? Anyway, but a situation that says AIDS is not a death sentence. Now, we are seeing that there is 1991. Somebody just texted me and say, Howard, 1991, right? This concept and idea that AIDS is not a death sentence has permeated, in my belief, yeah, because this is the language that comes out, has permeated the brains, the cells, the spirit of those persons who seek to be able to be, to indulge in more and more pleasure. Yeah, man, they say, you know, they say, AIDS, it don't kill you, man. They got things for that. And then they pursue whatever their carnality is. They pursue it. They just go with it. They just do their thing. They go with it. And that's an amazing thing to me. It's an amazing thing to me that there is, and that's why you can't combat these things with a scientific approach. There has to be a greater standard that's lifted up, right? Greater standard that's lifted up. There has to be an underlying reason as to why we should not indulge in these particular things. Because if it wasn't for that, if it wasn't for a higher standard, all of us would do the exact same thing. Talk to me. Yeah, got to be a higher standard. It has to be a higher standard that's lifted up beyond carnality, beyond the insatiable desire to taste another little, just one taste, just a little taste of your flesh. It got to be something that raises up beyond that. It has to be a standard that we know this is wrong. You reject your commandments. You reject all these particular things. And you just go with the fact that scientists can figure out a way for me to be able to indulge without death. And so we prolong our life just a little longer so we could taste just a little more flesh. That's crazy. And no one's talking to us about this. No one. It can't be that we have blockers. It can't be that we have PrEP. It can't, and that's even wilder. The concept and idea of PrEP is wild. When I saw the commercial for Truvada, I almost vomited, fall out of my chair. I think it was in my bed. But I almost fall out of it. I couldn't believe the thing. That man and his crafty nature would circumnavigate these particular elements to be able to get to his desire, which is the consumption of a little more flesh. Talk to me about it. Yeah, man, this is going to continue to happen. This is going to continue to happen. Yeah. And unless there's a standard that actually rises itself above this idea of perpetual desire for just a taste of a little bit more flesh, and maybe this is the result of being able to be given over to a retrobate mind, a reprobate mind. The result of being able to given over to your carnality, given over to the stupor that you have for being able to get your desire and your instant gratification. This is the result of that. I saw a disease the other day on TikTok, just being able to scroll through it. And it started to talk about sexually transmitted diseases. And this is why I got to be able to interview Dr. Nakia Forbes today. There was something that I came across that I think three persons had, which was a flesh-eating disease that is transmitted via sexual intercourse. Is a carnivore, right? What you call this? A flesh-eating disease that is transferred by sex. And I thought that was bananas. That we as men wish to be able to create and manipulate through science and other avenues this curse, because this is what it is, this curse that's been levied against men that step out of the boundaries of covenant, that stepped out of the boundaries of order. And so there's something waiting for you. And as a result of that, you get these things. Then we fix it. We can't fix it, but we could be able to prolong it almost like it doesn't exist. Right? So your T cell count is low. We could do all these things. Once you stay on your this and that, and you take your PrEP, and you take all these particular things, and these blockers and whatnot, it'll be just like you don't have it. And you don't even have to tell your partner. And now there's a flesh-eating disease. The three persons that I've seen so far, this is maybe a month and a half ago that I've been able to read about this story. And it's just an amazing thing that our stories are always trying to be able to figure out how we could help you to navigate carnality better. Our conversations, and this is from the technocrat standpoint, it's always how can we help you navigate your perpetual desire to be able to have more and more, you know, unprotected sex, right? How can we help you? We don't want you to die, but we want to help you. So we give you condoms. Well, that didn't help. Right? You're catching diseases, the condom's breaking. What can we do? Well, first you didn't want babies, so we give you birth control. Then we give you condoms. We continue to figure out ways to circumvent these things, circumnavigate these things. And now you end up with a flesh-eating disease. I don't know. I guess I want to talk to Dr. Nakia Forbes more about those particular things and find out exactly what's what. But let's talk about this idea of being able to lift a standard, this idea of being able to go above and beyond and represent ourselves in such a manner that there is a standard. We're not better than thou. This is not being better than thou. But there has to be a way to principle up yourself and hold off, reserve yourself. And I often think about that, you know. I often think about that. I often think about this kind of a flaunting of the flesh that exists in our society. That all your, you know, all your booty cheeks out, all your bust out, all your belly out, all these things. I mean, as women. And you believe that men should just be able to withhold judgment or don't say nothing or just observe and don't. That's just not the nature of man. Not all. And so society has really trained us to stay in this lane, to stay right in this crevice of lust and lasciviousness. We got to figure out a way better than this, guys. We got to be able to figure out. And this ain't me saying, you know, all of you have to. No, I'm not in your business. You get to make your own decisions. I get to make mine, right? But I'm trying to figure out how we can fix this as a society. You just take care of you, Howard. I can take care of me. Okay, praise God. I'm not going to fight you, sir. Now remember, Dr. Nakia Forbes says that if you use your baby oil with your condoms, it's going to pop. If you use your Vaseline with your condoms, it's going to pop. And then boom, 157 HIV/AIDS cases in the country. You need to calm down. You need to calm down. Do you need it that bad? Oh, my God. As you salivate and dribble. Do you need it that bad? Let's fix our lives, guys. Let's take a quick commercial break, guys, and be right back after this. Foundational.
Collect and Ricardo Rum presents the Made in the Bahamas Festival. Join us on Saturday, July the 19th from 3 p.m. to 12 a.m. for a cultural affair hosted by Kenny and the Mighty Pencil. Get ready for live performances by Avi, Fanshawn, Ancient Man, SDJs. Enjoy entertainment by the Royal Bahamas Police Force Band, a Junkanoo Rush Out, giveaways, and tasty Bahamian food. Admission is only $10, so don't miss out. Drink responsibly and celebrate proudly.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good to be alive.
Yeah.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, at 96.9 FM radio. I think Art's going to be joining me at in a couple of minutes. I'm not sure. So hopefully he comes. Hopefully he does. You know, we look forward to seeing him. And but if you want to join me in conversation, I'd love you to do so. 323-622-32-325-4316. 325-4259. Anywhere from the Family Islands. 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. There's a couple of texts that's already come through. Magic don't have AIDS. Okay. Okay. What did he tell me? Right? I mean, not tell me personally, but, you know, he said to all of us that he's contracted the HIV disease. Right? Not AIDS. Right? We know that that's the final stage for this thing. Right? And, yeah, if you want to have a conversation with me, please give me a call. And we could be able to do that. I don't want you to believe that I am holier than thou. I am not. Right? I don't want you to believe, you know, that I know. I don't. I just know that I want to live. And beyond my desire to be able to live in this land, I believe that on the other side of this thing, there is a judge. And despite my trials and tribulations, I always grovel to his feet and ask for forgiveness if I've offended him and if I've offended anyone. I look for that forgiveness because I have a greater goal ahead of me. And so as I look at this and I lay it out, I just try to make sense of this. What sense does this make? You know? And I guess everybody doesn't have that training. Everybody doesn't have that exposure. Everybody doesn't have that kind of an insight. Some people, they use what they got just for the purposes of survival. Some people are forced into these particular things. Some people are raped. Some people find themselves in these particular positions. And, you know, there has to be an exclusion for you and for those persons who were ravaged and forced in a position that they never asked for, right? This is not a conversation for you. I don't mean you. I don't mean that you're willingly a willing participant in these particular things. More specifically, I'm talking about those persons that pursue the taste of flesh. Just a little taste. Just a little taste. All right, and find themselves in these precarious positions. We got to talk about this. You got to be able to ask yourself whether or not this is something for you. Do I want to live in this particular manner? Is this what I was called to do? Yeah, and I see people that justify this with the word of God, you know. Well, King Solomon had, listen to me. Stop. You're not King Solomon, okay? You got $3.75 in the bank. You need to stop, okay? Stop. Let's find a better way to be able to do this. Lines are wide open. Let me see if I can read a couple of these texts. This is 1991 Magic, Howard. 1991 Magic, right? Another one says, Howard, I heard a caller on the other show that's saying that you have a vibe with Pintard. Is that so? If so, you are campaigning. I don't have a vibe with Pintard at all. I thought I told you. That I have a soft space in my heart for Pintard as an individual. I'd like to be able to see him succeed. Pintard's success for me, for Howard Grant, Pintard's success is the inevitability of the success of those that are waiting at the gate to get it, whether that's the FNM or the PLP. Pintard's success, demonstration that there will be a shift in this country. That's what it is. I have no issue with Pintard. None. I like Pintard. Pintard can tell you that. I call him and tell him that I believe that he have some weak people around him. I told him that. Right? He and I had a conversation. I said, maybe you need to be able to reevaluate your team, the people around you. Maybe you got to delegate. Maybe you got to do something. But I don't have a vibe with Pintard at all. Nothing. No issue with Pintard. I want to see him succeed. I truly do. If you hear me, my scrutiny has been, for the most part, the team that exists behind Pintard. And more importantly, being able to talk about Dr. Sands and indicate that Dr. Sands is the CEO who has responsibility of being able to galvanize the organization during this particular time. He has not done that, right? And not that I have a problem with Dr. Sands either, but the truth of the matter is that any good politician worth his weight in salt would be able to know his responsibility during this particular time. I find it peculiar. I find it peculiar that he's self-proclaimed CEO of the organization in this particular capacity, you're still having a challenge after 3.5-4 years to being able to find a constituency that you can settle on, that there is murmurs about rejections in certain spaces. I thought that was wild. I thought that was wild. I'm thinking to myself, in the event you find yourself in this particular position, every constituency in the country should welcome you with open arms, because that would be my entire responsibility. Befriending every single constituency. And not for the purposes of just being able to get a seat, you know, but for the purposes of becoming leader of the organization in due time and due season. This is all, listen to me. This is what politics is, man. You got to figure out your way to the top. You befriend these people now. They never forget you. You tether yourself to the heart, to the walls of their hearts. You always play good with them. Make sure that they're comfortable. Whatever you could do, you take care of that. You sit in your position as chairman. When it comes down time for them to be able to choose another leader, they're looking at you. Any good politician knows that. Any good politician knows that. I don't have no problem with Pintard. I really don't. And forgive me if there is sort of the reverb, right? Or this energy perpetuated that I do. I don't. And forgive me if I do. If it sounds like that, I do not. I like Pintard. And I want to see the best for Michael Pintard. I said to you, I've watched Pintard be the leader, the deputy, and the chairman of the organization in these last few years. And I think it's an exhausting thing. And I said to you, I believe that Pintard should have done more as it relates to delegation. I said that to you. All right? Howard, gone are the days where we help each other. I never in my life thought that we as Bahamians would come to this. Kindness, manners, helping our neighbors has unfortunately become a rarity. People just think all for me. That is... I never want to get philosophical with you, but that, in my view, is as a result of... a doubling down by our political force during the drug era. Yeah. They've made pronouncements over this country in their authoritative positions, right? As apostles. I got to be decent with you if you understand apostles and prophets. In their position, elevated over the country in an authoritative position, recognized by man and God, they have made declarations over our country that we haven't been able to to sudge clean, to clean off. That we, many persons haven't even, you just leave it alone, okay, just whatever, and try to be able to work around it. There are declarations made over our country, all for me, baby. Politicians just want this. They just want this. Politics is a dirty game. These kind of declarations has really doubled down on the concept and idea of corruption in our country. And these guys are just, for the most part, they are, they just exist in this particular space. A lot of them. They just exist. They don't, they're not here to make a difference. Not for you, not for me. Maybe for their pockets, maybe for their families, maybe for those persons who look at them and say, wow, I'm proud of you. But this definitely not for a difference for the constituencies that they represent. Because there's not maybe one or two constituencies that we can be able to identify that has been beneficiaries of the contributions that their member of parliament has made. Not really. Not really. The people of Marco City said that they're being able to see some things different as a result of the contributions that Michael Pintard has made. The people of Exuma are saying that they've been able to see some things. And Central Eleuther has indicated, and after they then cuss out Clay, they've indicated that they've been able to see a few things different. And Clay putting out videos to show that, right? There are few constituencies in this country that can be able to say that they have benefited as a result of their member of parliament. Most members of parliament are in there just merely existing. You see, the people of Long Island has taken on this kind of position and indicate that for such a long time, the inception of independence, we've supported the Free National Movement. And supporting the Free National Movement hasn't done anything for us. Now, in 2025, we're seeing some things that we've been asking the Free National Movement for such a long time, come to the forefront. And so there's a tear in the veil. Long Island now are met with a real decision. Do we go with our loyalty, which is the Free National Movement, or do we go with the benefits that we're receiving from this particular government? I don't know, man. Loyalty, for the most part, hasn't been able to do any of us well. Loyalty to an idea. Come on now, let's talk. Loyalty to an idea, not to the true application, not to the true representation of what exists before you. You're loyal to an idea. The idea of what the Free National Movement stood for. The idea of what the representation stood for in 1992, 1987, 1981. You're loyal to the idea of what the Constitution represents. But you can't be loyal to the non-performance that exists right before your face. That's just crazy to me. How can you possibly be loyal to what you can't see? You can't see nothing. You can't see nothing. And so we can talk about those particular things, right? So says Howard, at the same time, we lecture the women on how to dress. We must also have expectations that men must have control over themselves as well, not just chalk it up to the nature of man. That is silly and backwards. I hear you. I hear you. I hear you. I don't agree with you. I don't agree with you. The Word of God starts to tell me that any man that, I read it, any man that look at a woman and lust after her, committed a sin. If I look at her and I lust after her, committed sin. These women has come out and, right, Lord, I don't want to do this type of thing. This isn't a good conversation to have because this is what in the people's store, that's what they sell. What do you know? You can't have on panty pants in the middle of the road and expect a man just to be able to. The word of God says to keep your head straight, you know. You keep your head straight. Don't turn your head left or right. Keep it straight. We identify these things. Don't put no man in that situation. Don't do it. Whether you're attached or disattached or disassociated, or it's a difficult thing. And because the morality has taken a nosedive in our society, because there is the standards have dropped to such a low space, to such a low bar, we've seen these particular things. Yeah. You want me to be controlled? Yeah, a man could be, he could control himself. Or he could act like he's controlling himself. But if me and my guy standing together, if we pass a little thing and we just chilling and whatnot, we can play stupid like we ain't see her or whatever. We're not going to Google over her right now. But when we go, when you pass, that's the conversation that we're going to have. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Did you see? Boom, boom, boom. It's the nature of man. It's the nature of man. And you, because I didn't make up my own DNA. I didn't make this up. There's a natural inclination for a man to be absolutely attracted to a beautiful woman. And if she's not beautiful and she's revealing that kind of revelation that she's being able to give us that only should exist between a man or a woman, is going to cause men to think, to talk, and to put their mind in spaces that it shouldn't be. That's why we present ourselves in a particular manner when we go to church. But you like to say, oh, the word of God say, come as thou art. That only means that you must stay like that. Oh, for God's sake. Oh, God. Be decent. Be decent. I can't even get no amen. So you cannot control what someone else does, but you can control what you do. Attractive or attraction is different from lewd behavior. Yeah. Are you calling the kind of a lewd dressing the behavior? They say, hey, Howard, I challenge you to differ. From my observation, every crisis in this country has been attributed to immigrants. Teenage drugs, abuse, suicidal tendencies, STDs, statistical immigrants. This is housing shortages, immigrants. Health services, overcrowded immigrants. Crime, immigrants. Shanty towns, immigrants. D-average in school, immigrants. School breath for immigrants. I can't believe that you would blame everything on immigrants. People falling off their bike, immigrants. That's what you're saying to me? Accidents, immigrants. Is what you're saying to me? High prices in the supermarket, immigrants. Incompetence in our leadership, immigrants. This is crazy. This is crazy. You know what I found out? You know what I found when I was young? This level of deflection, this is what it is, deflection, and this kind of this idea of being able to render your strength, responsibility, and position to another is what we're having here. There's such a heavy desire to be able to say, hey, someone else is someone else's fault. My incompetence, my position, my lack of finances, my lack of saving, my lack of commitment, my lack of understanding what it means to be a father or a mother is as a result of something else. One day or the same. Because every household is not suffering from the same issues in this country. Somebody texts and says, who is the judge? Says, honestly, it seems as if you have a problem with Pentar, Dr. Sands, and the FNM. The PLP is in government, and yet every day your topic is the FNM's. you are their only other topics. Well, let's just shoot straight with this particular thing. The fact of the matter is that someone texted and asked the question, and I answered the question. That was it. I'm not going to be able to bring the FNM to the forefront every day. Anyway, it's 1 o'clock, guys. Let's be able to take this quick commercial break, guys, to get the news and be right back after this.
This coming Friday, and a place gonna rock the blonde. You went to the man number one town round town. And it's a Friday evening, boom! The people them tired of working. Bada bada, Lord, them hear the disco play. Boom!
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
For fashionable and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
At Cleveland Clinic, care is everything. So when your primary purpose is to care for the world, you'd start with your community until you're accessible anywhere. You make complexities your specialties and put compassion before anything else, all to redefine what's possible for everyone, everywhere, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic.
Is your business ready for the next big step? More inventory? New equipment? A larger space? At Fidelity, we offer commercial loans. Inquire today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Excuse me for my interruption. Boy, come. And the quick reminder to say, this coming Friday, and a place gonna rock the lawn. You went to the man number one town round town. And it's a Friday evening. Boom! The people them tired of working. Bada bada, Lord, them hear the disco playing. Boom! It make them feel like dancing. Ain't no summer set. Britain will be great and with the disco operator. 5 double 18 and a 6 feeter. And this a DJ talk sweeter. Still on the drifter up with the echo chamber. Watch your man.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful Friday. Grateful to be in your company. In the studio with me, joining in with me, is none other than Garth Roseboro for this last hour. The guys' lines are open if you want to be able to join us in conversation. Garth, say good afternoon to the folks out there.
Good afternoon, Howard Grant. Good afternoon, all you great people of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas.
You're glowing like vacation is upon you, sir.
Yeah, wherever you are. I went by the hotel last night by the pool and got an invitation.
Went by the pool?
Yeah, I got an invitation from Captain Hiram Rowland and his brother to visit Bimini. And the accommodations and the golf cart are complimentary. I just got to fly myself in there. And I got another complimentary stay.
So you get to Bimini?
Yeah, and I got one from Mike Fountain. He wants me to go to Andrews for 3 days, two Ooh. Nights. I got a free stay up there. And I still got North Carolina next month for family reunion, the second weekend of August. And then I go to see my parents in the place where they call Abraham's bosom. Yeah, yeah. I go into Abraham's bosom.
You're like the Minister of Finance. I mean, Minister of Foreign Affairs.
You think so? I am traveling.
You do what you think.
I am traveling, standing on the square.
Praise God. You do what you think.
Yeah, yeah, I got Jamaica on my radar, Panama, and Dominican Republic. So, yeah, we got to live a little bit, Howard.
Praise God.
You know, it's good to be a Bahamian. I'll tell you this much. I had a conversation with my roommate from college. He's here visiting with his wife. And she's from Jamaica. He's from here, Crooked Island. And he says that things are getting really tense in America right now for people from the Caribbean who now have permanent residency or even citizenship. Discrimination is extremely racism. Yeah, racism is high. So just as we are now having our discourse here in the Bahamas pertaining to race relations with Haitians and other migrants.
We heard those stories.
It's now a global situation. So we're looking at a lot of behaviors probably coming home.
We heard it through the lens that ICE
is dangerous.
I don't know if that can cause nobody to come home, though.
Well, I was home in Michigan.
As a Caribbean person, you identify America as the land of the free, the home of the brave, the pursuit of happiness. And you've finally gotten there. You take no account to how much taxes you got to pay. You take no account that you ain't own nothing. You just want to be able to enjoy this idea that you are in America. Mm-hmm. And it puts you on a sort of a between you and your family members. And so whatever trial and tribulations that you would have gone through in your life that exist in your DNA, the struggle that you know that you would have gone through just to exist, now you in America? Oh, ICE could come, 1,000 of y'all could come. 8,000 of y'all ICE people could come. If I ain't getting nowhere, I ain't getting nowhere.
Yeah,
as no. It relates to if I'm legally in these people's space.
Yeah, but you got to travel with your proof of residency or citizenship. And that's what makes it so dangerous, because you could end up in Uganda. You know, they have arrangements with people all over the world, countries all over the world.
It'll be like fun with Dick and Jane.
And then you're cut off from your family for the rest of your life. And that's the inhumane side of it. And so what Trump said is that if you know you're in this particular situation or predicament, it's better for you to leave now, because if you don't, and we catch you, then you'll never be able to return. And I don't know if the Bahamas is about ready to follow suit. I don't think we can conventionally do the same thing and get away with it. But definitely we need to purge our own migratory situations with people coming into our country.
I don't see the Bahamas taking those sort of strides and significant steps to be able to ensure that whatever exists. Take, for instance, we don't know the full story, the full gamut of the story that exists with the execution of two Bahamians off the water of Jamaica and Haiti. Mm-hmm. We don't know the full gamut. There are bits and pieces coming out, and persons are saying this, and social media has all sorts of allegations. I watch all sorts of videos that they sent to me. And to see floating in the water and so forth and so on. It was a sad thing for me. Like I told you, I know this guy. I know him personally. Wow. I know him. Moores Island people, they live in it. He was living in Eight Rock.
Mm.
He used to live on our property right across the street.
My God.
In Eight Rock. I know him.
So to see that.
I know him. I know his brothers. I know him. I know him. And so that to be able to see that. So when we look at this and we look at the relationship that we're always trying to tap into this humane side of us and trying to be able to do the humanitarian thing and the advocacy that exists in our country about Rights Bahamas, which is truly rights for Haitians. And we identify those particular things and we always try to do the right thing, right? We take you in, we house you, we put you in our detention center, we accommodate you, you come from the mud and pigeon peas, we put you up in a hotel, we do this, we do that, always trying to accommodate you. And no questions asked, bop, 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 two of our Bahamian people gone. Now, this is not me saying what they did was right. This is not me condoning their actions, but to take them out. Was bananas. And it was a hurtful thing. And so now we have to start to ask ourselves, how do we ensure that we safeguard our borders? Everyone, including Haiti and Jamaica and other spaces, are doing that. What do we do in the Bahamas to ensure that we safeguard our borders from this potential 750,000 Haitians that America seeks to be able to repatriate? All them ain't getting back to Haiti. And if they go back to Haiti, they can find their way to the Bahamas one way or another. Talk to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, I look at that scenario, and the way it sounded as if the boat was coming from Jamaica back to the Bahamas. And so coming from the south to the north, I don't know if that's a threatening situation for people in Haiti, of Jamaicans coming to Haiti. If it had been coming from the Bahamas to Haiti, it might have been a different scenario.
Haiti never have to be threatened that no one coming there. No one trying to sneak into their borders.
So you're just saying the whole thing was just simply just evil.
I don't know what it was. I don't understand why would you be so trigger happy. Mm. There is a protocol of things. And the protocol is you put a couple across the bow. Bop, 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 across the bow.
Okay, so if you go to Cuba, there's a protocol.
There's a protocol in every particular
space. If
Haitians
cross over into Dominican Republic across the Red River.
There is an international maritime protocol for the engagement of battle or the engagement of firearms upon these particular things. You know that. You know, nobody could just shoot up your boat. They're pirates.
Let's see.
That's a piracy.
Okay.
But they got to shoot up your boat. You declare who you are. You make a stand. So what your expectations are. Stop your boat. Do this, do that. Cut off the engine, whatever. They don't do that.
Okay, let me ask you this. Like I've mentioned this elsewhere. Let me ask you this. If someone is migrating illegally from the Caribbean into America, what would you say the protocol would be?
The same protocol.
What's going to happen? You feel
the exact same thing. They will do the American Coast Guard will do the exact same thing. They can hit a couple across the bow.
Okay.
Right? They can say to you, stop your boat, do this, do that, the other thing.
Turn around, whatever.
Turn around, do whatever you have to do. Whatever the language is that they use from a maritime standpoint to ensure that you understand that you're in the wrong territory, that you're no longer in international water. You are in United States water. You're in this particular space. There is a protocol associated with that. That's a humanitarian, that is a global maritime concept.
Okay. So if you're going into Cuba or you're dealing with a socialist mindset and...
It don't matter socialist. It don't matter communist. It don't matter protagonist. It don't matter who you is. It's the same protocol. If you come into the people water... There is a protocol. Nobody just can shoot you up unless we in Sudan, unless we into these other spaces. And you know that that is not the affirmation. That is piracy that exists in those particular spaces.
So what do we do the same thing in the Bahamas and we shoot across the bow and follow the same protocol?
That's the protocol. That's a protocol. Listen, you don't engage the people with fire right off the top. Bop, bop, bop. That's the execution.
Okay.
You are the authority. This is your water. This is your space. You declare your position. And with the declaration of your particular position, you say, this is what our expectations are. Bam, bam, bam. Shut off the engines. Do this. And before they shoot at you, they shoot your engine.
Okay, so MiG 31. Flamingo. What happened there?
I couldn't tell you. I know all the stories that have been said all these times and all those particular things, and I don't know whether or not this is because we're in the height of war or whatever the case may be, but some protocols were not stepped into.
Mm.
But there is a protocol that exists in these. There are treaties. There is an established position globally that if you are in the wrong territory, they have to. Okay, There is 57 countries that actually signed on to the Antarctic Treaty, right? That you can't fly into the Antarctica, right? You can't fly into this particular mm-hmm. space. In the event that you fly into this space, right, you will always be accompanied by a plane to come up on the side of you, right? And say, hey, listen, you're not supposed to be in here. We need you to be able to come down. They flank you on your wing. They say, mm-hmm. hey, listen, you got to come down, right? While you go, you don't go. You got a plane on your right, a plane on your left, and you have to make a determination if you want to live today or not. That's it.
There must be hiding aliens in there some UFO.
We ain't talking about that.
We can't go with
that. We're not talking about that.
Don't be having people go. What you mean I can't? Don't be having people go. What you mean I can't go in there? What you hiding in there?
There was a guy. There was this Chinese guy who wanted to be with the
toilet. John Eden.
There was this guy who just recently, I think last week or the week before last, that he touched down and he took off from Chile and he landed there, right? Mm-hmm. In Antarctica. And they locked him up. Mm-hmm. You're not supposed to be in that territory. That's it. The treaty signed and they indicated that you're not supposed to be in this particular territory. That's just what it is. There are treaties, there are rules, there are regulations that govern every jurisdiction in this country, I mean, this world. And as a result of the jurisdictions, there's a protocol to ensure that you could safeguard your territory. You can't just be a vigilante and just all of that to say, if we're watching this sort of a shoot, and this is me not knowing the specific or the specificity associated with the story that existed down south with Shadrach and the next Bohemian guy, right? Mm-hmm. I'm simply saying to you, it seems to be, from the observations, from all these particular things, it seems to be a very shrewd, barbaric approach to your territory and the supersession of protocol. You just look at these fellas as criminals and bang, you take them out.
Okay. I'm going to agree with you with that. And my thing is, I now sense why Bahamians are frustrated when it comes to the continuous migration.
500 of them come on the boat.
Yeah.
500 of them come on the boat.
Yeah, it's just
anyone who passed away as a result of being able to see Royal Bahamas Defense Force coming up with their the boats, they jump into the water and drown because they can't swim.
Yeah, but see, it's frustrating to the Bahamian people, right? And I agree that it has to be frustrating. My thing is very simple, Howard Grant. They are now coming to us. We now understand that America is purging its citizenry. And so when these people now come to the Bahamas as before, they will come to the Bahamas and some of them may find themselves even living in Florida and in America and other places. Now the threat of the Trump administration kind of makes me kind of coming here now, they ain't leaving no more. They stay in here. This is going to be now their new home. So let's just say 500 people come from Haiti on a boat. We can probably anticipate that some 100, 150 of them may end up living in America. But now with this new policy of Trump, if 500 coming on the boat, 500 are going to stay here more than likely, and those 500 are going to breed, and now we're going to have about 2,000, 3,000 as a result of those 500. I think that is the fair factor of Bahamian people now, and I can now understand why we really need to now address...
But the government of the Bahamas ain't doing nothing about that.
We cut it to you a while ago. We have to now find a way, as you said, policy-wise, to ensure that a fair factor is involved, that if you come here illegally and you're caught, this here is going to be the consequence of that. And these boat captains, whoever they are, you really got to start dealing with them, you know, because even though, Howard, I'm a boat captain, when I go out to sea, I don't tell my passengers if I feel something is wrong, I see something may be wrong, I fix it. But many of us, if you knew what was wrong with that boat, you wouldn't go back in there no more. Cruise ships, they get problems all the time. You wouldn't go back on a cruise ship. You don't know what the captain is facing. But if the captain knows, if I bring 500 people from Haiti, when I come to the Bahamas, I can get 60 years in jail. We can see how much boat captains now going to bring these people. Because you gotta be hard on the boat captain. You don't got to worry about the people no more because they can't bring themselves over here. The captain got to do that.
They can take a chance.
The captain ain't going to take no chance.
Let me tell you something.
When you catch 10 captains and the word gets out.
The information that I received over the years.
Yeah.
Is that up to $5,000 a head, up to $5,000 USD.
Okay, 5,000 times 500.
That's money, you know.
That's huge money. Now,
that's money.
Let me ask you another question.
Fellas willing to take a risk for that.
No. You take a risk knowing what the consequence is. The consequence can be 7 years. The consequence cannot be 7 years. See, 7 years mean that in 7 years' time, I come out of jail. Garth's been working for 40 years. And I'm making more money making one trip and getting caught than Garth makes in a lifetime. I, too, would take that chance, Howard Grant. Me, too. But if I know I 30 years of it, 60 years, in a way in hell you give me the captain of a boat to bring that much people, because it doesn't make sense me making this money if I can't spend it.
Let's take a couple of telephone calls, guys. Give me a call, 323-623-2325-4316-325-4259, anywhere from the Family Violence 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard Grant.
Hey, what's up, my brother?
Listen to me. God, Rosbar.
Hey.
Good. Man, I forget two of my thoughts. I was holding so long, but one.
Yeah, but I just reached. I'm sorry.
That I remembered.
Uh-huh.
You're not going to go no place. You can't find work, and you can't find food.
That is correct.
I ain't getting nowhere where I can't find no shelter, no food, and no work. Now, we the Bohemians, we are responsible for a lot of what's going on here.
That's correct.
Not only the Haitians, you know, people knocking the Haitians. You know, Guyanese and Filipinos and Ivory, you know, Dominicans here, you know, Jamaicans here, you know, Chinese here. We have a multitude of different denominations here. But it's just that the Haitians are labor load because of the low value to work. And it shows that we have a lot of lazy people here. You understand what I'm saying?
I don't know if this is lazy.
I have a Haitian fella come here. He's here legally. He cleans my corner, my hole. We have about 7-8 houses for here. In every yard through my corner.
Who, George?
No. Maurice.
Okay. I know
that's
George.
That's what they do. They're so smart. They cut everybody grass.
Yeah. Legally.
So that means if you come around here,
legally,
you can't touch this no more.
Legally, right?
Yeah. But when I say they cut everybody grass, they blowing the grass down.
Define legal for me. What does legal mean? What does legal mean?
Everybody yacht.
Legal means he's a resident of the Bahamas, a citizen of the Bahamas, he just got a work permit.
Maurice was your old 50. I'm 57, and I remember growing up in Maurice.
All right, then.
Yeah, I
grew up. He got every yacht on
loan. Yeah, I can tell you who is. People is who have him sorted out, but I wouldn't do that over the radio. But Maurice,
he ain't legal to work for nobody else. He's legal to work for 1% of person.
Yeah, this is
okay,
corner.
Go ahead.
That's why I asked him about what legal means.
And the Haitians come through here, and he run them. This is corner.
The Bahamian come through there, he run them.
He ain't nobody can cut no grass for you.
Okay.
In closing, let me say this. I think I remember my last thought now. Our problem here. We did this open line.
Go ahead.
Our problem here is that we are watching the wrong thing. I said this on another station. I just said here. Ain't nothing bad. You have 150 people go to church. Everybody put the offering in the pond. And maybe, but only two people total all the money.
But they only carry it in the back
to
count.
They
only carry it in the back to count it. What you mean, totaled all the money? You mean the pastor?
22 people carried to the bank.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is, you have people in the same church, light off, water off. The woman putting the last $20 in church and asking me for $10 for gas. I say, you're a fool. You should have served the gas station first. God will call you a fool for doing that. Y'all gas light on and you put in your last 20 in church.
That's face.
Put in 10 in gas and baby put 10 in church.
That's face.
That's foolish, God. That's foolish.
She trusting God can send someone to give her the $50 or $20 and you showed up.
God, you show up. You can't take that chance with me. You got to take that with somebody else. Here's your car, you run out of gas.
So you ain't sent by God then?
No. I don't do foolishness. You know, if
just
you have $20, you won't get stubborn, but you come into church with the light on, you know. You ain't like when you start the car back up, the light come on. You come to church with that light on, and you can put your 20 in church.
Wow.
Come show me the sense of that.
All right, Julian, thank you, my brother.
But
I appreciate
God,
you.
Hold on, but Howard, I want to get a number for God or let me leave my number with the producer for God to give me a call.
All right.
Please.
Producer, see if you can take his number for me. I appreciate you. I want to be able to say this with clarity. There is this way that we as Bahamians watch everybody else. And we got to stop that. We got to stop that. This relentless observation of how other persons do things and then labeling them stupid or otherwise and saying that this is something that I would never do without taking into consideration their position, their point, or why they would have done these things and just being able to gauge them and grade them is wild to me. It's wild. You then judge the church, right? You then say, people in the church, light off. Did you come to church for me to pay your light bill? People in the church, light off. The principles that they teach in this church, depending on the church that you go to, may be a principle where God will increase my, all right, my portion. What I give him, he will increase that. You don't know. I think we as Bahamians need not watch another man. Like the good old boys said from Collage Entertainment years ago, we used to enjoy watching. Stop liking man. Quick break, guys. Going to be right back after this.
Antonio, come make we do the shaky, 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 shake. I'm easy Wednesday, fuck, I'm easy Tuesday, forward. Rub and go down and then you rub and come up. God, it's a robot of evening. Bim! The people them...
Great Commission's Ministries is God's storehouse. They have been caring for the poor, homeless, and hurting since 1987. You are invited to support their Stop and Drop program by dropping off some food items in their barrels and some cash in their bottles. You can donate an offering each month or pay your tithes online to Great Commission through the Givelify or SunCash apps. Help them to shelter the homeless, feed the hungry, and spread the gospel of Christ. Volunteer your service and support the Live to Give program. Call Great Commission Ministries, God's Storehouse, at 325-5801 for further information or stop by the office on Wolf Road. Be blessed.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5255.
Hungry for a deal that hits the spot and your wallet? Then stop by Wendy's and grab our $15.95 meal deal for two. Choose two of your favorite entrees, a Dave single, spicy chicken, or a 10-piece. Served with two junior fries and $16.95. At Wendy's, we're always serving quality food at a great price. Available for a limited time.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Excuse me for me to interrupt, Sean. Boy, come. And a quick reminder to say, this coming Friday, I'm please come over the lawn. You've been to see my number one town around town. I did so Friday evening. Boom! The people have tired of working. Bana, bana, Lord, them hear the disco playing. Boom! It make them feel like dancing. Ain't no summer set. Britain will be great and with the disco operator. 5 double 18 and a 6 feeter. I did so DJ talk sweeter. Still on the blues are up with the chamber.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant, your company, the foundation. Let me take the next telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, Howard. Good afternoon, God.
Hey, my brother, what's happening?
Hey, what's
happening? He has my mental path, right? I mean, he does the same thing all the time. He calls. He's, you know, I thought it was poor taste. You know, they keep, you know, what I hate, right? You listen to Howard, God, is you say, you call him beaming people lazy, right? I'm a beaming. I'm not lazy. You're beaming. You're not lazy. Howard's beaming. He's a beaming. He's not lazy, right? That narrative sickens me. I don't know if it does what it does to you guys, but It's positive reinforcement, negative reinforcement, right? You remember when this building Atlantis, right, got?
Mm-hmm.
You guys remember, right?
Yeah.
All right, so you see the guys working 24-hour shifts, right?
Yeah.
All right, and because they were being paid overtime, and they liked the overtime. I was there when they did Ocean Club Estates. I laid the groundwork. I worked for Flameless. All right, most of the lights you see to the extreme south and north, I installed all those lights you see stand, all the street lights. All right,
mm-hmm.
We run the three-phase wise. We did all of that, and what I realized is, there was a lot of enthusiasm with the youths and with the construction era there, and basically it was a lot of Bohemians doing these work. So I don't know where we get this idea from that, you know, Bohemian workers are lazy and way. I don't understand. Let's fast forward now to the situation of the Rising Eddie. By the way, Howard, I know Shadi, all right?
Yeah.
I also know Meshach and Abednego.
Okay. Now,
Shadi is one of the guys that's missing, you know that, right?
Yeah.
He's not the one that died in the hospital with a big hole in his hand.
No.
So here's what's going on now. When we look at the situation, you see how shallow the water is, right, God?
Yeah.
You notice how shallow the water is, right, God? So I'm trying to put logic to the other story with the Trotto, say the Cuban boat, border patrols, chased them, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm trying to find out if they had followed international law according to Howard, and I would like to thank Howard for that, which in the rules of engagement, right, Howard?
Yeah.
I don't think they would have made it that far, right?
No.
So it seems to me they were very close to Haiti or whatever the La Torte, whatever it is right now. I'm not hearing anything from the world, these human rights organizations, et cetera. You understand, Garth and Howard?
No.
But if that was the Haitians here, what would have happened?
Oh, my God.
Big uproar and wee, and rah, rah, rah now.
Yeah.
I could see the neglect in the hospital as the young man sat on the table with his eyes open and looking for some kind of help. The hole in his arm was so big. He bigger than me, so my arm had been hanging. But that looked like a 20 caliber round. That looked bigger than a 7x6 to me. I don't know if you could look at it, Garth.
Yeah.
That was a big hole.
So the ballistics alone should be able to rule out the Cuban Border Patrol or not, right or wrong?
Right.
All right. So now we see the neglect post-apprehension. We see the barbarianism during the apprehension in which the young men are dying, but this baboon on the boat treating the man as if he got a cannon in his hand. You saw it, right, God? No humanity.
None.
Because this is what they think about each other and us as black people them. You talk about how they come on the boat, 500 of them sitting on the air doing whatever they're doing, peeing and whatever they be doing. This is why they don't show no respect for our space. They're used to that. The contempt and, you know, I shot you from 8 Mile Rock and some of the people from Abaco. But the other guy, the guy who, oh, man, that's Joey with the North Philly, Yahweh. I don't know if you know that guy.
I don't know that ex-fella.
I think so because I used to be on part of Ski Dog. Yeah. But just the Bahamas, we know everybody. But what I'm saying is I feel it. The fact that the video that we see, the guy, look, he had a chance to live.
I thought he was going to live.
Yeah, but
the little slim Jamaican fella looked like he was about to go.
Yeah, but even if you're Jesus Christ, you can bleed out. Your blood, don't care how strong a man is, when he loses blood, that's it. I lose blood after surgery and get weak. But I thank God I had the strength to walk it down. I don't care how strong you are when blood is what it is. So, you know, and the lock, what I'm saying is, Howard, the Minister of Foreign Affairs, just remember to pass out an advisory, God.
Mm-hmm.
But we still have these people coming unabatedly, and the government is running a counter-narrative despite the people sitting on the ground. Thank God my neighbor called yesterday and say, who all you only see on the side over there and over here and over there? You keep running this narrative, behemoth lazy man. You know something? We's our own problem. We's our own way. What I hate about the last caller, he didn't mention nothing about those guys. You see them show us the contempt. He told me, who? I have a behemoth guy come clean up my yard anytime I ask. And he's a work monger. All right? So I don't be into all that narrative what you spread. These people, it's a part of the problem.
Yeah.
You big enough? What is wrong with us, man? Because this party in power, he can't see what's going on. Huh? He don't want to come forward and explain the 64th Chinese to the Hilton yet. Huh? That was a mass human smuggling operation that maybe might have allegedly unfolded, but yet still it was folded and put under the rug by some thug, political thug. Give thanks. You know, I need 30,000 downtown. This problem will remain the same as these Negroes wouldn't catch themselves psychologically, man.
Thank you, man. 52. Let me get the next telephone call. Caller, go ahead. Go ahead, caller. Hello? Next call. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Just start this radio right here.
Hello?
Hey, God.
Hey, what's happening?
Hello?
Yeah. God, Howard, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing? I just want to talk to you about this digital border. People coming to the Bahamas, staying in the Bahamas, whatever. A digital border concept is where you use technology to actually know who's in your country at all times. It begins with a national ID system. It also incorporates a verification such as national insurance, as well as an eligibility for work coming from our immigration. It tracks everything that comes in. It also uses technologies around our border, whether it be tethered drones, whether it be buoys in the water, all of things significantly less than what we even pay for one or two boats around this town, all connected and integrated. My estimated cost of this is $75 million in the initial stance and $10 million or so to maintain per year. Do a comparison compared to, and that's not just protecting the territorial zone of the 12 miles, that's protecting the full 200 miles, monitoring the full 200 mile exclusive economic zone. So, well, here's what happened. Somebody comes in the country, and this is where you say they're coming for something. Somebody comes into the country. When you go to work, you need to have a national ID system, a national insurance. Instantaneously, it also can be verified against a database. The national ID, once it's certified and protected, what happens is that it tells you whether you're a citizen, a resident, a visitor, whatever. You're going to stay in the Bahamas for 6 months.
These were suggestions that were made to the FNM during the pandemic and during Hurricane Dorian, more specifically.
These are recommendations I've been making for 22 years. And the recommendations was about extracting the data from tourism and visitors and using it for economic development that the IMF and others are now talking about. But what we do is it will immediately fix our problem, because the one thing is economics becomes the thing. A broken system, if you don't want to use the word corruption, a broken system's allowed to be a track. That's why we could say we got 15,000 work permits and 30 to 50,000 illegals in the country. And so what it does, it allows you to filter out that regime that's in place. And technology could fix this problem in less than 6 months if we want to have it fixed.
But well, we got to want to have it fixed. 750,000 of them, which is 75,000, is way too much for us to be able to sustain in our country at this particular time.
Then it then becomes an imperative that we stop doing what we've been doing, because we'll have the same results. Do you know we got $30 million, I think, in 2018 to do national ID and the voters registration
from
the IDB.
Oh, okay. I don't recall. And
I'm just simply saying is where we progress in having that done. You know, it's been why. Digitization brings accountability. And when you begin to look at this digitization and citizenship and digitization of birth certificate, birth, here it is that you have kids in our country that we don't even know that's not in school or anything yet. Yet international law that we love to quote mandates that every child under the age of 16 years old should be accounted for and in custody of a legal guardian. A legal guardian is a court ordered thing, not where you go to the paper say you're in charge or whatever. Yet we have the educational system registering kids, probably to the tune of thousands, where their parent or legal guardian has no custody of them. That's why you have health saying we have to do door to door to find out what kids are vaccinated. You have education saying we have to go search door to door to find out what kids are not in school. These are things in a small demographics where we are of 400,000 people. Utilizing the most rudimentary of technology would not allow this to happen.
I'd like to be able to see this rolled out in a vision for the next dispensation of leadership in a country, if you understand where I'm coming from, my brother.
Yeah, absolutely. But just, Howard, let me just say something, right? Digitization is imperative for our country as January 1st makes the second 25 years of the 21st century, and the global economy has shifted. And we have not hit 3% continuously for the last 25 years, neither just to stand in place. And so if we are to provide the housing, if we are to provide ourselves into the international global community, just like the Prime Minister said in his speech a couple of days ago at Cantor, we must shift our paradigm shift. And I'm saying to people, if you're there in place right now and you can do it, or step out of the place. And like that more question, why didn't you do it when you had opportunity to?
Thank you so much. Thank you, my brother. I do appreciate your telephone call. Quick break, guys. Gonna be right back after this.
He is the king of crunch, the master of flavor, and he's going to set your taste buds on fire with the new King Crunch sandwiches at Burger King Nassau. Crispy fried onions, pepper jack cheese, and bold chipotle sauce. Plus, fixins cover a crispy chicken patty or two flame grilled beef that are bigger, better, and bolder than anything around. And they're only available at Burger King Nassau. Try one today.
Nassau Cruise Board, Kalik, and Ricardo Rump presents the Made in the Bahamas Festival. Join us on Saturday, July the 19th from 3 p.m. to 12 a.m. for a cultural affair hosted by Kenny and the Mighty Pencil. Get ready for live performances by Avi, Fanshawn, Ancient Man, and more, plus music by the best DJs. Enjoy entertainment by the Royal Bahamas Police Force Band, a Junkanoo Rush Out, giveaways, and tasty Bahamian food. Admission is only $10, so don't miss out. Drink responsibly and celebrate proudly.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Haitians come by plane now. So the boat guy, so that boatload guy is behind the times. Haitians are coming by plane now. And so there needs to be a moratorium, even if it's for a moment. In my view, for the Bahamas to be able to say that there are no flights coming in or going out of Haiti until we could be able to situate ourselves and identify how we can be able to deal with these particular things.
So I heard you. So what if America said the same thing about us in the Caribbean? No more flights.
America's already said that about Haiti.
Yeah, but they could say about the rest of us.
No. America doesn't have, there is no need for America to say that. If they're looking at the rate, they look at the percentages. They said that for the amount of Haitians that come into the United States of America legally and stay in the United States of America is up to 22%, something like that, right? The amount of Bahamians that come to America and stay illegally is like 1%, 2%, tops. And it doesn't give that sort of a caution for them to be able to say, hey, we need to red flag the Bahamas or we need to red flag these particular spaces. They have red flagged all those countries who have a percentage of person to their home space.
I heard you're trying to justify that, but you're looking at the American citizen, and I know you've probably schooled for a short time in America, how they treat us people from the Caribbean. We are different people. They don't really want us there. And the same treatment you're speaking about now in terms of comparing Haiti to us and other Caribbean islands and who stays and who goes. Look at what they did to you. They step over the wall. Look at what America did to you.
The people in the Bahamas don't want us here either.
Okay, but let me...
We're Bahamian and they don't want us here.
Behave yourself back.
What you talking about?
America stepped over the wall and said, you're a violent country. You're a violent country. And we ain't hurting nobody. We hurting anybody. We go into schools and malls and bomb people, mass bombing and murders. We do this type of thing. Bahamians don't do these type of things. But yet they point at our country and saying that's a violent country. The Bahamas, be careful when you go there. You go on a cruise ship, don't take your place with you. Leave that on the boat. Walk off and walk back on.
They took on this very strong position as I watched that video day before yesterday with the young lady who was detained and calling everybody a Negro.
Okay, a nigger.
A nigger,
that's right? Don't try to fix it up.
Yeah, I tried to be decent just now.
Yeah, but Erkin gonna hit you.
You wouldn't
that.
Even allow me.
No, I can't, because Erkin gonna let you get away with that. Because She said it. Be quoting her.
Okay, yeah, okay. That's what she said.
Okay.
And, you know, she said that she wanted to use the bathroom and then the video stopped, right? Mm-hmm. Now, we don't know if anybody hit her or whatever the case may be, but just looking at that, I give wrong for, unless this was a body cam, I give wrong for recording this particular thing, and America doesn't take kindly to this sort of a treatment of their people, right? And so all of those things would lead America to be able to indicate that we are a people who, there is always a view, oh God, I just want to be decent. There is always a view that we are barbaric.
So the camera would prove that, right?
Right. I don't know.
Because if the cameras were not there and she reported that, then you're looking at a lawsuit that we would lose. Because it has nothing to do with the story itself. It has to do everything with the person telling the story. That's what happens in countries like ours. Because remember now, we are a toilet bowl nation.
Yeah, but it's only what you could prove in court.
Yeah, but that's what I'm trying to say to you. If the camera wasn't there, it's your word versus mine. And when that happens, it's a racial situation.
Try to make this determination. Like you said, if you want to be able to go back, no matter the treatment of how persons treat you when you go there, you get the exact same treatment when you go to Cuba. You get the exact same treatment when you go to Jamaica. You get the exact same treatment when you go to Bimini.
What type of treatment?
The Bimini. This kind of an idea that people didn't want you there. You was a Bahamian, you go to Bimini. Right now, you go to Bimini.
I go to Bimini.
You go to Bimini. You better be going right to the hotel. You ain't getting there to stay.
No, I won't stay.
Then Bimini people will tell you right off the top, hey, listen, it's driftwood. Ease up, right? Take your time.
You know, you're from here.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. There is discrimination and this sort of rejection that exists in every space.
Okay.
Even for the spaces that exist for us.
Even if you're family.
Even if you was us.
Like, that's my Ari child, but what are you coming back here for?
What you coming here for?
Yeah, what you looking for?
So, either you can exist in life and deal with the tribulation, or you can sit down in the corner and wallow and cry about somebody don't like you. So it doesn't matter if America likes you, it doesn't like you, so forth and so on. We're dealing with legality. Is it legal for you to do these particular things? Based upon the treaty, should you do these particular things? Is it legal for Haiti to do what they would have done to these particular citizens? Is it legal for these particular things to happen in this particular space? That's all this is. This is legality. We ain't worrying about who like you or who don't like you. This is illegal. And we need to be able to seek some sort of recourse for this as a nation. We have to be able to put this in the UN. We need to be able to fight this, to be able to identify these particular things, because you can't just snuff our citizens out. Whether they did something wrong or not, there is a process. You don't execute people. You don't do it. You don't do it.
So when you go from North Korea to South Korea and vice versa, what has happened?
Well, I ain't getting from North Korea to South Korea. That's just how it went.
That's why. Why?
I didn't hear enough stories. I didn't hear enough stories. Woe to thou
who would have crossed that.
That's your business, right? Let's see if we can be able to get a couple of these texts out and be able to talk about these things real quick. It says, Bahamians, in my view, have a sense of superiority. That certain jobs are beneath them. That ain't their fault. That's a whole show I want to be able to have. That ain't their fault. Their mothers whisper that in their ears. Baby, you ain't never got to do this again after 1973. Baby, you ain't never got to be this again. You ain't never got to do this again.
I was talking about that on Sunday, though.
You ain't never got... Their mothers whispered this in their ears to give them this sense of superiority, but never enforced it with education, never enforced it with anything. Not everyone.
For the most part, you just said you ain't got to do it. You didn't have to.
But you ain't never equipped them with what they needed to do.
No.
So they were just empty and just looked beneath these particular. That ain't for me. I ain't doing that. Now you're sitting on the wall. Mm-hmm. Okay. So this is great show, Howard and Garth. Please be certain to read my entire text concerning immigration and the Bahamian people and the government has stopped playing like everything is cool, as if the Bahamas can handle the immigration problem by itself. We need
assistance.
So they're saying, we need it. Serious help from the United States of America. Bahamians and the government need to tell President Trump and the United States of America the whole truth about the Bahamas immigration challenge. By the way, Garth, you are afraid of ICE. My Haitian friends is laugh at them. My Haitian pals told me what they did to ICE in New York.
In Brooklyn. And until the National Guard come in there to assist ICE and then start dealing with them harshly, you know what they'd be the first thing to say? They're being victimized. They're being discriminated by. And it's so unfair and it's so unjust. You see that little victory they had in Brooklyn? I promising you, you talk about the United States of America, a country of military strength, and you're going to laugh at ICE? Boy, you got to be kidding me. And I looked at that story and I cringed because I know what's coming next. You could run them today, but you know when America comes back tomorrow, what's going to happen. People, don't encourage that. Whatever you do, don't encourage that. That's not a good thing to do. Don't do that.
Yes, Brother Howard says the Haitians are coming back mostly illegally. How can you come to the Bahamas by aircraft illegally?
Can't. You can't.
I don't understand how these.
You can't.
Aircraft illegally with a view of getting Bahamian identity. The Bahamians are not violent people. The others who reside in the Bahamas are violent. When I lived in East Street in Nassau, I witnessed two Haitians fighting and they were stabbing each other until one fall. Mm-hmm. Think again. This is from Rudy in Grand Bahama. Right? It says, we travel legally and with money.
Well,
we return home.
Oh, no, it don't happen like that. Hold on. People who go to Canada legally.
We travel legally
and
with money. We return home.
So, most of us, not all of us.
I don't know who the we was. That was a very open thing.
Yeah, but most of us. Okay. We got people in Canada right now who got over there. Or the two-way, what they call it, round trip, and they stay.
So it says, Howard, don't forget classism and the caste system in the Bahamas. It says, it's real. This is from ATL. Mm. It says, also, Britain said that it would allow 16 to 70-year-olds to vote at the beginning to describe as the country's largest expansion of voting rights in decades. Do you think it would be a great idea for the Bahamas? That's a whole different conversation for another day.
I got an idea.
I want to thank you guys, man, for being able to be here with you. Go ahead. It's 2 o'clock. Go ahead.
We could get the Chinese embassy to take care of our immigration problem and bring their boats and patrol the south eastern Bahamas. They have a different policy, by the way, in China. It's a different respect.
That is.
It is very complex, but it's also a very complex solution. Because the respect level is different. Much different.
Yeah.
Very complex, as
you said. They don't have the same rights that exist in these particular spaces, and they don't engage the same way.
International borders right outside our borders.
For the Western world.
Yeah, they patrol right outside our borders, right in the international waters.
Well,
that's complex.
It's a very complex thing. I don't know if I want to get into that right now. Guys, I want to thank you so much for being able to join us in conversation. It's a Friday. I want you guys to enjoy yourself over the weekend. God spare our lives. We'll see you on Monday right here on The Foundation.
Foundation.